All right, there, Ed, there is three strikes, three more strikes for you, three more topics suggested this week by subscribers, so thank you for that. The little thing we've got going on in Telegram, I asked in there for some suggestions, so thank you for your suggestions. I've gone with three of them. They are this, pitch invasions and the conversations that that leads to about football and fans. Also, the wider UK feeling about Liverpool stroke Liverpool FC. There's obviously been plenty of it about. And then last of all, strike three is Joe Gomez, his future, what happens next, all that kind of gear. You've got me, Gareth Roberts, hosting, you've got Mo Stewart, you've got Josh Sexton, and you've got Neil Atkinson. We are starting with pitch invasions. There has been a spate of them. The FA have said they are concerned about them. Of course, Mark Roberts has been wheeled out to talk about them, and of course he had to go at football fans, and he started talking about a problem with cocaine, a problem with alcohol, all of this kind of stuff. Neil, pitch invasions and the conversations around, your feelings.
I think first and foremost is it's not great, it's not a good look, you know, and I think it's worth acknowledging that before we go any further. I think it's something which appears to be relatively new. I have a little bit of sympathy, certainly for the one in the aftermath of the goal, believe it or not, and this will seem unlikely, but with the Blue Brethren, I think it is something different, the idea of relief and exuberance in the moment versus celebration. That's not me letting anyone off the hook or anything like that, but I think I never felt at any point, even when it was absolutely feral at Anfield on Sunday, as though anyone was going to try and get on the pitch en masse. Really didn't feel as though that was going to be the case at Anfield. But I do understand the idea around the Calvert-Lewin goal that, you know, how keyed up Everton were and have been about this thing, that it just leads to just some people just absolutely, in a split second, completely losing the run on themselves. And I've got a bit of sympathy with that. And then afterwards, I don't think you're far away from... And again, I want to be careful here, not least because I'm really trying not to be rude about Everton in any way, shape or form. You're not far away from the fact that it felt it was almost encouraged, the thing at the end of the match. Like, Gunderson wanted that outpouring. Everton Football Club corporately wanted that outpouring, and those players did as well. And this is where you've got a really difficult fine line, because you've got what's absolutely beyond the pale in terms of what happens at City for a number of reasons, but especially because you can't have goalkeepers getting knocked around the head. And then you've got this feeling that Everton themselves were sort of all right with the idea they managed to create a massive Goodison Park moment